The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, the best thing about school, if you think about it, was school holidays. So let's fly off to Japan, shall we? Well, hang on. Just on the radio, at least in that sense, to meet Takashi Kikuchi. Now, when he went to specialist school in Japan, his parents' main concern wasn't to educate him for a career, but the discovery of music started him on a journey that gave him a vocation and brought him halfway around the world. Now, as an active member of the British Para Orchestra and freelance classical viola player, let's meet Takashi Kikuchi.
こんにちは、菊池隆です。東京から来ました。That means, hello, my name is Takashi Kikuchi. I'm from Tokyo. Tokyo is a very, very crowded city. Many thousands of people are in one small place. A lot of traffic, very busy road, even on the pavement. And fortunately,The people are kind, but otherwise it is very difficult for the people with any form of disability to negotiate with. In Japan, like many people say, we had a tradition to be negative about the disability. They rather use the word handicap, and that word was quite common.I was not familiar with the word disability until I actually came here. And I think this also explains the attitude. And the disabled people themselves also tended to be quite negative about their own conditions. But now the things are changing and the culture of exchanging is happening more often and more widely.We are developing more open attitude. So it is now different from it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago. When I was born almost 50 years ago, my family, first of all, didn't know what to do. And only the advice they first of all received was that my problem with the optic nerves wouldn't be cured. So I was sent to the National Blind School.And at the same time, I also had some occasions to visit the state school where the normal people usually go. So I had time to match up with some of the pupils around the same age. And I got the confidence because I made sure that I was studying the same thing in the same level.I was first of all...given the opportunity to experience some music when I was very small. And I first of all learned the piano and then violin. And my parents hoped I would have something I could enjoy in my life because there's no hope for curing my disability. And they thought I could have something to enjoy for all my life. So there's nothing to do with the ambition to become a professional musician or anything like that.I was particularly interested in the things making some sound. So some music instruments and other things like typewriters or even the old LP record players, everything became my toys. And I really enjoyed playing around with the machine. And sometimes it annoyed some people because once I touch it, I wanted to play with them. I enjoyed music making a lot.And gradually I became interested in studying it more properly. And gradually I became musical. I studied little by little. I didn't like practicing, but I liked playing with the instruments, which also annoyed the teacher, because in some ways I really liked the improvisation, and I didn't like to play anything I was told to.When I was about 16, I met the viola and I liked the sound very much and I liked that depth and a sort of mellow colour of the sound, and I was really charmed by that tonality of the instrument, and I thought, this is the one instrument I could study professionally. I had a position in the national top university for the performance arts, and I was already doing my doctoral studies there. And as a part of it, I came to the Royal Academy of Music. So that was my first motivation to come to England. I have been in England for about 17 years now. The people ask me whether it was difficult to come here permanently, but for me, it was difficult not to think about staying here permanently at some point, because everything was much more interesting than I thought. I really insisted I would do this, and I was very glad I was successful. With the British Baroque Orchestra, we played in the closing ceremony at the London Paralympics. That was the first big event. I had an opportunity to play in Glastonbury with the same group. Well, there's a project called the Army of Generals, directed by Charles Hazlewood, and some members of the British Baroque Orchestra are now sent to join them. So I was in Glastonbury at the end of June this year, and it was so exciting. Some people told me that we at least had 6,000-7,000 people listening there, and more than 200,000 people were watching and listening to us at home through the TV. And it was such an exciting moment. Very, very challenging for me to learn huge symphony. I was so glad I shared such an exciting moment with the colleagues, as well as many, many thousands of people watching and listening to us.
Great to hear Takashi there. That's it for the Weekly Connect for this week. Thank you again for listening. If you have a view on anything you've heard in the programme, do get in touch. We're here on email, theweeklyconnect@rnib.org.uk, or via Twitter @RNIBRadio. Use the hashtag #TheWeeklyConnect.
The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.